Every day, 10,000 baby boomers are turning 65, and that's for the next 19 years. So get ready to explore topics like healthy aging, elder care, boomer and senior lifestyles, and more to keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. You're listening to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging, but not growing old.
Oh, I got a brand new pair of roller skates. You got a brand new.
And now, from the Suburban Home Care Studios, here's your host, Sue Zawacki.
A good day, great day, and a new day. Chicagoland, Wisconsin, Indiana, Michigan, and on the World Wide Web, if you are streaming Aging Info Radio at 560WIND.com. Stay right here on AM 560 to get the facts and debunk the misconceptions and myths about reverse mortgages today. You're going to hear from my expert guest from My Senior Neighborhood, which is the place for your reverse mortgage needs. I think it was about a decade ago I saw my first reverse mortgage presentation at a network meeting, and I completely understood the value as it made complete sense to me. And as time went by, I heard more and more people express negativity about reverse mortgages, and that was mainly because of the fees, which has greatly changed through time. And it was just a couple weekends back, I was with a girlfriend that said that a senior couple she knew were having financial difficulties, and I suggested to her a reverse mortgage. And her response was that she heard that they were not good. So I asked her a few questions and found out she completely misunderstood them, which is probably like so many other people out there. In fact, the changes that have been put in place today make a reverse mortgage one of the best kept secrets out there. And my expert guest today, Larry Hanover, president, and Stuart Stryzak, mortgage consultant with My Senior Neighborhood, are going to set this facts straight about reverse mortgages. Well, welcome, Larry and Stuart, to Aging Info Radio.
Hi, Sue.
Hello, Sue.
Thank you both for joining me. As you crossed my path, I found out that you are the very well-educated and knowledgeable experts in reverse mortgages. And I'd like for you to give us your definition of a reverse mortgage, Stuart.
Well, basically, what a reverse mortgage is a a government-sponsored program administered by private banks. It allows senior citizens, 62 years of age and over, to access the equity in their home without having to qualify like they would for a regular mortgage. Mm-hmm. They also don't have to repay it, and they can live in the home for as long as they choose.
So it's actually sourcing an additional income or an income to help them with their needs.
Absolutely. And what I find, too, is that people who are older than I am are carrying very, very large mortgages sometimes.
And you're a young guy.
I'm a young 72 years old.
72 years young.
Yes.
Now, Larry, I've heard the term HECM, H-E-C-M out there. You want to give our listeners the definition of that?
Well, that is the technical term for home equity conversion mortgage, which is the official name that the government has given this program since they began to regulate this particular program about 28 years ago.
That's how long they've been around.
Well, they've actually been around longer than that, but the federal government has only been regulating them about the last 28 years, and it is the most heavily regulated mortgage product in the industry.
Which can make others feel safe if they're looking into doing it or do it. Now, when people take out a reverse mortgage, what can the funds be used for?
Well, Sue, funds can be used for anything. They can be used to retire a mortgage, be used for home health care. They can be used
prescriptions,
even people want to take a vacation, which we don't advise people to do. However, the funds are tax-free, they don't affect Social Security, and they don't affect your Medicare.
Mm-hmm. So when people take these out, or what your experience has been as far as the funds, how are the average person using them? Because a lot of senior citizens are struggling with their incomes.
Absolutely. And what's happened is that if they have a mortgage, the amount of money that they're putting out every month can be retired if there's enough equity. So therefore, they can keep that money and use it for their own living expenses.
Mm-hmm. I think that a lot of people are undereducated on reverse mortgages. They just don't really understand. What do you see there, Larry?
Yeah, I believe that most people feel that when they take out a reverse mortgage, that they're giving up ownership of the house to the bank that's lending them the money, which is completely false. They retain title to the house. They are their heirs, retain title at all times. And they are able to stay in the house for as long as they choose to stay in the house. And never are they forced to leave the house because the funds are exhausted. This is an ongoing program, and it is the best option for seniors at this point to stay in their house and be able to enjoy and maximize their style of life.
Well, I would see it so highly effective. I mean, even for people needing home health care, I would think that this could also come into play.
Absolutely.
Or a couple, one couple well, one couple, the other person not so well, for them to source additional income. Now, are there different types of properties that are eligible for a reverse mortgage?
Actually, almost every type of property is available. Single-family homes, townhomes, and condominiums. There's one proviso, though, with condominiums, because FHA changed the guidelines, and a whole condominium complex must be FHA approved in order to do a reverse mortgage on a condominium.
So the entire complex, whether it be, 300 units or...
Exactly, exactly. In the past, we used to be able to get what we called spot approval, mm-hmm. but can't do that anymore. The whole complex... Whether it's 16 units, 100 units, 200 units, the whole complex must be FHA approved. And that can be done at a very, very modest expense.
And does it take a long time to get that approved?
It all depends, because you're dealing with the government, and that's HUD. So it can take anywhere from 30, 60, sometimes 90 days once all the documentation is provided.
And if one person in that condominium does go through and it's approved, I'm sure the word travels throughout that complex if other people are in need of it.
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, Larry can even tell you about his experience in getting one approved. It was very, very cumbersome at times.
Well, it was because it was the first time that I had worked through the process. But what ended up happening is... it was a condominium development up in Highland Park, and after we finally got approval and the couple was able to get their reverse mortgage on their unit, what the condominium association found out was is now that they had approval, they were actually able – there was about 5 units for sale in the complex that was not – they just weren't moving because mm-hmm. of the what's going on in the housing industry. And suddenly all 5 of those sold. Not reverse mortgage type sales, but they were just regular sales, and they were bought by people using FHA regular mortgages, which they couldn't do because it was not approved prior to that.
Oh, interesting. So yeah. It actually helps. So it helps the condominium association in more ways than just a reverse mortgage.
Yeah, absolutely. It's educating the condominium association. Many of them, have a negative opinion of FHA. It used to have a bad connotation. Mm-hmm. However, nowadays, it's something that's an advantage for all of the condominium owners if they look to sell their home.
Mm-hmm. And Larry, what would you say is the biggest objection that you come up against with people when they either call you or you meet with them?
Oh, first and foremost, once again, it goes back to the fees they've heard are much too high, which that has they've been lowered greatly, down to what a regular FHA mortgage is. And also they feel that they lose their house, they lose control, which is completely false. They retain title to their house. If they were to, sad to say, pass away and their heirs inherited the house, their heirs have a choice at that point as to whether they want to keep the house or sell it. If they sell the house, they sell it for whatever market value, they pay off the reverse mortgage, and they keep the remainder of the money, just like any other mortgage.
Mm-hmm. Now, if something happens to one spouse, can the other continue to receive the benefits from a reverse mortgage?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. If one spouse passes away, or goes into a nursing home full time, the other spouse can continue to live in that home for the rest of their life.
And if, which brought up a point with nursing homes, can they use, if they're looking at private pay for the nursing home, can they use the reverse mortgage for that?
Absolutely.
Oh, that
funds,
also.
The funds are their funds. No one administers the funds once they get them.
Oh, that's so great. So, but we'll get a little bit more into that because I also wonder if they can reinvest that money.
It's up to them.
So there are no boundaries there. They wanted to take it and put it into an annuity or whatever.
Absolutely. The only thing is that we cannot tell them how
what
to spend
to
their money. Absolutely.
That's absolutely tough. Makes sense. Well, I want you to stay right here on AM 560 Aging Info Radio. We're going to find out how you can qualify for a reverse mortgage. We'll be right back.
It feels just like yesterday. Dad was walking me down the aisle. Now, in his condition, he can barely walk at all. I was feeling overwhelmed and unprepared when we had to move him into our home. But thanks to Suburban Home Care, we now have an experienced caregiver to help our family with my father's needs.
For more information, call Suburban Home Care at 630-964-9000. That's 630-964-9000. Or visit them on the web at suburbanhomecare.com.
A recent study found that the number one reason for people 50 years and older to lose their ability to perform everyday physical activities and enjoy life as they should is spinal disorders. Don't lose your mobility. Stay young your first 100 years with help from the doctors at Illinois Spinal Care of Elmhurst. Illinois Spinal Care is your choice for state-of-the-art corrective chiropractic care in a patient-friendly environment. Call 630-617-9790 or visit IllinoisSpinalCare.com.
Do you know a senior who is in crisis? Are you worried about their safety or quality of life? You now have someone to call, ElderWorks. ElderWorks Free Service helps seniors and their families find senior housing, home care, and support services throughout Illinois. ElderWorks helps you figure out all the options based on your loved one's needs. They understand your situation and can help. Call 847-462-0885 or visit elderworks.com. That's works with an E. You promise yourself you'll take care of your painful, swollen legs. You'll feel great again and get your life back. Call USA Vein Clinics and find out about a non-surgical, virtually painless laser procedure called EVLT that takes less than 15 minutes and is covered by Medicare. At USA Vein Clinics, thousands have overcome leg pain, burning, itching, swelling, and cramps. With leg vein problems, serious complications can occur, so don't wait. Call USA Vein Clinics now, day or night, at 773-303-1012.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio for boomers and seniors aging but not growing old.
Yes, I'm here with Larry Hanover, president of My Senior Neighborhood, and Stuart Stryzak, the mortgage consultant with My Senior Neighborhood. And I'd like for you to tell our listeners out there what you need to qualify for a reverse mortgage, Larry. Or Stuart, either one of you.
Well, basically, it's very, very easy. You have to be 62 years of age or older, and you have to live in your house as your primary residence. You have to pay your taxes. You have to pay your insurance. And in quotes, I'll do air quotes here, you have to keep your house in what we call reasonable living condition. Mm-hmm. That's it. No bank accounts, no credit report, no debt-to-income ratio. It's designed for senior citizens to access their equity without having to qualify like they would for a regular mortgage.
And there has to be equity in the home.
Yes, there must be equity in the home. And that's determined, you know, by a computer program. And the older that people are, the older they are, the greater the percentage of the appraised value of their home is available to them in equity.
I see. So it's when you say the government has really changed this, they've actually put down boundaries, or this is the amount, certain amounts that you can only acquire.
That's correct. You know, like on a regular forward mortgage, The loan to the value of the property is can be very, very high. Like on an FHA mortgage can be 96.5%, where here, because it goes in reverse. Interest is added to the mortgage. Okay.
Okay.
So the balance goes up. So there has to be equity to be used. So the loan to value is much lower.
Oh, I see. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. Basically, the way we figure it is roughly we take someone's age, and you can deduct 5 to 6 years from that. So as an example, if someone is 75 years old, they would get approximately 69% of the appraised value of their home.
If they chose to take that much.
That is correct.
And, okay. And
well, actually, let me make a correction there.
Sure.
It's not a correction. It's not choose to take that much. That's the amount they have to take.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. Unlike a regular home equity line of credit or a mortgage where someone can choose to say how much they want to take out, whatever the senior qualifies for based on age and value of property, that is what they are given. And then they have a choice to make on how they want to receive the funds, whether it be a lump sum at closing, whether it be in payments monthly, or whether it be a combination of both of those. They can receive a lump sum as well as get a monthly payout.
How do most people take it? Does it really vary?
We're finding that nowadays there's a product which is the fixed product, and the seniors seem to like the fixed product, which requires them to take a lump sum out at closing.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, then they would receive their lump sum, and I always advise that they speak to a financial advisor as to how they should put that money away and use it effectively so that obviously it's not used all up.
At once and travel around the world for a year or something like that.
Definitely.
Absolutely, but there should always be a family member, financial professional, somebody involved that can help them figure out how they want to save and continue to live in that house with the money.
Now, I keep hearing that, you know, the fees, well, I used to hear the fees, the front end and the back end fees were so high. How are the fees, or how have they changed, and what are they?
The fees basically are just like they are for a regular mortgage. That's an FHA mortgage. With the reverse, 2% of the appraised value goes directly to the federal government to insure the loan. On a regular FHA loan, it's 1.75%. That's it, plus normal closing costs, which would be, your title charges, et cetera.
So they've kind of cleaned all this up. So they've made it, when I say cleaned it up, there's a lot more clarification that I'm hearing than the way that it used to be.
Well, it used to be years ago where the borrowers would be charged a fee that they would pay to get the mortgage, and that would add a lot of money to the fees.
Yeah. Absolutely, because everybody had to get paid.
Yeah. Basically, it used to be about 5% of the appraised value was the cost. So if you're talking about a $200,000 house, you're looking at a $10,000 proposition. Well, now that's been actually lowered to about 2.5% right now, because 2% goes to the mortgage insurance. And the other 0.5% is typical title costs, which are involved in all mortgage transactions.
And that's a very low fee. And once again, I'm here with Larry Hanover and Stuart Strizak with My Senior Neighborhood. You can go to myseniorneighborhood.com, or their number is 847-466-1800, or the 800 number is 800-200-2864. Now, I'm sure in doing this, you both have some great heroic stories. How about you, Larry? Do you have a story?
There happens to be one that I'm working on right now with a woman, and she has about $2,300 a month in obligations to pay, which is her mortgage, and she has a very large amount of credit card bills, because that's what she's living on, is basically credit card bills. She currently takes in, with her Social Security and a small pension, she gets about $1,800 a month. So there you have a deficiency there. And where does that extra money come from? It comes from credit cards. What I'm going to do is we're going to be able to pay off her current mortgage and pay off all of her credit cards. And she's still going to have extra money to put in the bank. And all of those bills go away. She will no longer will have a mortgage payment. She'll no longer have any credit card debt, so she'll have no need to use credit cards. So she's going to have about $1,800 a month to spend on living as opposed to just paying bills and using credit cards. So her life has drastically changed. And when I explained it all to her, literally, these are the types of circumstances where you'll see people tear up because they just can't believe that they feel like it's a miracle.
Absolutely. I also believe that people fall into foreclosure that are seniors or over 62 that don't realize that a reverse mortgage could actually pull them out of the red and take care of bills.
Exactly. Exactly right.
That's pretty much what she did.
Yeah, she has a new lease on life. Literally, you can only imagine going to sleep at night thinking, how am I going to pay all my bills? Eventually, I'm going to lose my house. Everything I've worked my entire life for is slowly going down the drain. And the reverse mortgage in this particular incident is working out perfectly for her to be able to continue and actually make her quality of life the way she wanted it to be. Which is just to live day to day peacefully and be able to pay her bills and go out to dinner once in a while and go to the grocery store and not have to skimp, be able to buy the things that she wants and live very comfortably.
And don't put it on a credit card.
And that's right. That's what I said. We're going to have a credit card cutting party.
Are you really? That's great. Now, a lot of people have the conception that the bank owns their home. And you addressed this at the very beginning of my show a little bit. Stuart, you want to go for that one?
The bank does not own your home. It's a refinance of your home. The title remains in your name. If you have a regular mortgage now, the title is in your name, and the bank is holding the title as collateral. The same thing is true with a reverse mortgage. The bank doesn't own it. You own it. They just have a mortgage on your property.
So what you're doing is you're basically just kind of selling the bank your windows and doors, right?
To some extent.
Because they actually take the portion of the equity. So we're going to talk a little bit more about what happens when all this, how is the loan repaid back? Well, or if the house is sold?
It's a win-win situation because the seniors live in the house and do not have to make any payments. When they either pass away, sell the house, or go into a nursing home full time, the loan does become due, and their heirs or their estate is then responsible to repay that loan. Now, just as a quick example, let's just say they owe $300,000. The house is reappraised. If it's worth $400,000, they sell it, pay off $300,000, keep $100,000. But in today's market, if it's like that, and let's say the house is only worth $250,000, the heirs are only responsible for the fair market value of the home. That's $250,000. That other $50,000 is paid to the lender by the FHA insurance fund.
And that's where the insured, that's where the comfort comes of knowing that insurance applies.
Yes, the heirs, exactly. The heirs will never be left with a debt.
That sounds so great. Well, stay right here. We're going to find out about income tax liability with a reverse mortgage. I'm here with Larry and Stuart with My Senior Neighborhood. This is Aging Info Radio, and we will be right back.
Are you a baby boomer, senior, financial, real estate, or legal professional looking for information on a reverse mortgage? I'm Larry Hanover, and my team at My Senior Neighborhood in Schaumburg specializes in providing reverse mortgages through our senior option programs. We give expert advice and education addressing all aspects of a reverse mortgage and how it can help provide financial security now and in the future. Call My Senior Neighborhood at 847-466-1800 or visit MySeniorNeighborhood.com.
Are you a retiree or just about to retire? Let's face it, in today's economy, having the funds to live comfortably in later years is a concern for many people. John O'Connor has been helping retirees for 22 years with hundreds of clients throughout the Chicagoland area. Now learn from John what others have done to retire safely and securely. You are invited to attend a complimentary workshop in your area with John O'Connor and learn what you need to know to reduce or eliminate market loss, protect assets from creditors and predators, and receive a reasonable rate of interest on your hard-earned money. Private appointments are also available for your convenience. Be informed and start to enjoy a life without the worry of losing your hard-earned money. Call 847-274-2681 for location information and to reserve your seat now. 847-274-2681. That's 847-274-2681. 847-274-2681.
Are you worried about your parents falling in their own home? Are your parents moving in with you? Whether in your home or theirs, Generation Renovation specializes in evaluating, designing, and renovating living spaces to accommodate your tastes and the changing needs of an elderly or handicapped person. From simply adding a walk-in shower and safety bars to making an entire home wheelchair accessible, Generation Renovation is the only call you have to make. For your free in-home evaluation, call 224-795-8310 or visit GenerationRenovation.com.
Have you been hearing that catchy little phrase, Go QBO? This is Dennis Miller. If you own or run a business, Gary and his staff at QBO can be one of your new best friends. QBO is quality back office solutions. They handle all that paperwork and compliance stuff that someone has to do in every business that everyone hates. Things like taxes, payroll, accounting, bill paying, collections, budgeting, banking, and business plans. Huge list, all boring, but all necessary to running or starting a small business. What a great idea. QBO does the grunt work, right, Gary? He runs QBO.
Right, Dennis. We can help all small businesses, especially small retail businesses, stores of all types. QBO will help you run a good ship so you can concentrate on ringing the register.
QBO is the small business person's best friend. Get access to professionals with the accounting and legal training and experience that you need for a fraction of the cost. Pay for what you need, no more. Check them out at GoQBO.com. That's GoQBO.com for your free back office assessment.
This is my kind of town, Chicago is my.
And for my Sue Says Today, sponsored by Senior News 50 and Better, believe in the power of possibility. Well, I'm here with Stuart Stryzak and Larry Hanover with My Senior Neighborhood. They are there for your reverse mortgage needs. You can go to MySeniorNeighborhood.com or call them at 800-200-2864. And, Stuart, I would like to know if there is any income tax liability, you know, once someone closes on a reverse mortgage.
Nope. The funds are tax-free, and as I said before, it does not affect your Social Security, does not affect Medicare at all.
So there's absolutely nothing attached to this with owing
No, because it's not income. It's your equity that you have in your home.
Well, that's a good thing. I'm surprised they haven't found a way to tax them yet.
Shh.
Okay, we'll just go with that. Now, Larry, I've heard that there's also the government has regulated this to a degree.
Well, it's heavily regulated. To even be able to take an application or to put an application in for a reverse mortgage, the borrowers need to attend a class with a HUD supervisor that is actually going to go over all of the incidentals with the reverse mortgage and make sure that I and anybody that has talked to the borrowers about it has explained it explicitly, and once the counselor understands that or feels that they are prepared and ready to move forward, it usually takes between a half hour and an hour. They are issued a certificate, and then the application process can begin.
So that certificate has to be part of the application process?
Absolutely. We can't even. I don't believe that an application should even be taken prior. You know. They have to have the counseling session before they can take the application.
And who provides the counseling sessions?
Licensed HUD counselors.
They go there.
And we have to, by law, we have to provide to the prospective borrowers 9 different options for them to contact.
And they set it up for their one-hour counseling session.
That
and this
correct.
Is really to take the person that's providing the reverse mortgage or writing it out of the equation so that they want to make sure that the seniors fully understand what they're getting into.
It has
it's
to
a safeguard.
Be, absolutely, Sue. And it has to be as transparent as possible.
And do you find, do their children also go to the session with them?
Sometimes they do. The session can be in person or it can be on the phone. And I find probably 80% of the time, children are involved from the beginning to the end of the process.
Yeah, I think that's very important. And
absolutely.
Are most of them in agreement with it?
Very few are not.
Because they see that this can really enhance their lifestyle,
yeah,
their parents' lifestyle.
I originally thought 8 years ago when I started to work in this industry that the children would be the main obstacle, when in fact it's been just the opposite. We get more phone calls from children who are looking for help for their
exactly.
parents than I actually get from the parents themselves.
Mm-hmm. Now, we talked about a little bit earlier, a reverse mortgage will not affect any of their other income, such as pension or Social Security or Medicare, or how about even the Medicaid part of it, if one spouse had to go into a nursing home?
We advise them to consult an attorney.
Elder law attorney,
because we will not give advice. We're not qualified to do that.
Mm-hmm. You're qualified to be a reverse mortgage consultant. And once again, I'm here with Larry and Stuart from My Senior Neighborhood. And their number is 800-200-2864. Well, Larry, as many people that you have worked with and helped, I'm sure that you have a story.
Yes, I do. Oh, I'm Stuart, and I have a story.
I'm sorry, Stuart.
That's okay, because
yes.
Larry told his
that's
story
right.
before, so now it's my turn for my story. You know, one of the great things about a reverse mortgage that people may not know is that even if they are in the process of being foreclosed on their home, you can close a reverse mortgage while foreclosure proceedings are going on. I had an individual who, unfortunately, he had a stroke. He lost his business, and his home was in foreclosure. He had gone to court a couple of times. They were ready to kick him out. Fortunately, he had enough equity in his home, and I was able to do a reverse mortgage, pay off the existing mortgage and all the fees that were that went along with the foreclosure, and I saved his house. I think that's one of the most satisfying things I've ever done in this business, because the look on his and his wife's face that they could just stay in their home now for the rest of their life.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's impactful. I think a lot of people out there don't know that if they are senior citizens or over 62 years old and their house is in foreclosure, there may be equity in it. And
if there's equity, that's correct.
That's definitely a possibility. Once again, I'm here with Stuart and Larry from My Senior Neighborhood. The best number to call them at is 847-466-1800. And anything else you guys would like to leave us with here?
Well, Stuart, take it away.
Well,
I say thank you, Sue.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much. And don't go away. We're going to find out more about My Senior Neighborhood and the details about it from Larry Hanover, the president, when we get back. We'll be right back.
A recent study found that the number one reason for people 50 years and older to lose their ability to perform everyday physical activities and enjoy life as they should is spinal disorders. Don't lose your mobility. Stay young your first 100 years with help from the doctors at Illinois Spinal Care of Elmhurst. Illinois Spinal Care is your choice for state-of-the-art corrective chiropractic care in a patient-friendly environment. Call 630-617-9790 or visit IllinoisSpinalCare.com.
You promise yourself you'll take care of your painful, swollen legs. You'll feel great again and get your life back. Call USA Vein Clinics and find out about a non-surgical, virtually painless laser procedure called EVLT that takes less than 15 minutes and is covered by Medicare. At USA Vein Clinics, thousands have overcome leg pain, burning, itching, swelling, and cramps. With leg vein problems, serious complications can occur, so don't wait. Call USA Vein Clinics now, day or night, at 773 303-303-1012.
Mom's Alzheimer's is getting worse. She's having more bad days now. I lay awake at night worried the phone will ring. Is she wandering again? I feel so guilty for not being there with her more, but I've got my kids and my work. If we have to pay for full-time care, it'll wipe us out.
You need answers about Alzheimer's, resources, financial guidance, and compassion.
I'm overwhelmed. I just don't know what to do.
Reach out to Law Elder Law. We're a compassionate law group that can help you cope with Alzheimer's. We have a vast library of resources and a long list of contacts. We can help you preserve your family's financial resources so you can provide the best possible care for your loved one. Call for your personalized family strategy session and caregiver blueprint at 855-ELDER-LAW. Rick Law and his compassionate team at Law Elder Law can help you preserve your stability and dignity. Call 855-ELDER-LAW, 855-ELDER-LAW.
And now, back to Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging but not growing old, you're listening to Aging Info Radio with your host, Sue Zawacki.
Welcome back to Aging Info Radio, and I am here with Larry Hanover. He is the president of My Senior Neighborhood. The website is myseniorneighborhood.com. Larry, this is such an interesting concept. Now, your focus is on reverse mortgages in My Senior Neighborhood. What else does the neighborhood consist of?
Well, this is a concept that sort of just came together because of what I saw over the past 8 years from the borrowers that I was dealing with. Many times, a reverse mortgage was not the only thing that they needed. What they really needed many times was to speak to a possibly an elder law attorney, maybe a certified senior financial planner, possibly a long-term care planner, or a combination of everybody. And there was really no outlet for a lot of my borrowers to go to get this information. So the concept started to grow in my mind that why don't I create a neighborhood of trained professionals that deal in the senior market that a senior can go to, come to My Senior Neighborhood, and get referral to my business partners that are seasoned professionals that work with seniors all the time. That's what their basic profession is all about, is working with people 55 years and older. So I'm slowly building the neighborhood. It is a new concept. I like to say that the neighborhood is under construction, and we're moving forward with it. But what's going to happen when people visit My Senior Neighborhood in the very near future is there's going to be streets, avenues, things like Attorney Avenue, where there's going to be estate attorneys, elder law attorneys, real estate attorneys. There's going to be a business district where there will be a listing of some handymen that are able to do small jobs at seniors' houses, possibly an electrician, a plumber, a roofer, a carpenter. There will be a professional center. The professional center is going to consist of certified senior financial planners, certified long-term care planners, certified public accountants, certified insurance and annuity planners. Then there's going to be Baby Boomer Boulevard.
I like that boulevard.
Yeah, which is going to contain the, helpful information regarding all aspects of active baby boomers' lives. It could be fun stuff, and it could be some serious issues, but that's going to be on Baby Boomer Boulevard. Then, of course, we're going to have to go down Memory Lane, which is a nostalgic and reminiscent place where people can see articles, stories, and pictures and look back on the good old days. And then there'll be Senior Street, which is going to be, once again, it'll be helpful information regarding all aspects of the greatest generation's life. And that's really, one of the main focuses, that greatest generation that we all have everything, we owe everything to is basically the greatest generation. And my folks were from the greatest generation, and I've got a real soft spot for that. So that's what one of the main focuses of My Senior Neighborhood is going to consist of.
Well, I do know with the greatest generation, they were the astute savers, and they saved to form the companies in our country. And it was from that savings. I mean, they have a very big place in my heart when you really do know about that generation and what they did and how they built our country, and hopefully we'll come right back on the wheel if history does repeat itself.
Well, they grew up during the Depression. They went to war. They saved the world. And then they came home and they went to work. And
then they made 78 million baby boomers. Oh, that was the next generation. That was the silent, the post-war generation. I mean, that actually, that's what that generation did. And, I mean, they really did provide lifestyles for future generations that to them were like the lifestyles of the rich and famous.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And you really look back and you think, you know, tomato soup, and they used to resole their shoes so they didn't buy a new pair of shoes and really stretch the dollar because it was so valuable to them. But I love your concept, Larry, of my senior neighborhood. I do know. I was going to ask, with a reverse mortgage, if you go into a home, does it have to qualify for inspection?
Qualify for inspection?
Like for the equity to be solid, or the value, they have to get an appraisal, of course.
Yeah,
but
do they
have to have it inspected to make sure that the home is fully functional?
The FHA appraisal will address that, yes.
They will.
Yeah. And there really has to be some major issues, health hazards, for it not to pass appraisal standards, meaning say that there's a hole in the roof, a railing missing from a stairway where somebody could fall down, broken stairs. Something major would be the only thing that would really the appraiser would point out. And what we would do is help the borrower at that point get in touch with somebody in my senior neighborhood that could come out and make that repair, and we could move forward with the process at that point.
Well, I really love your concept, because so many times people do not know where to go for good referrals.
Yeah, this is that's why I wanted my senior neighborhood, and the concept has sort of come together in my head, and we've actually formed this company because we want to be able to provide more than just maybe the reverse mortgages that we do specialize in. But if the senior can go to a website and actually get a competent referral to a professional that deals in the area that they need help in, I just think it's going to be a win-win situation.
Absolutely. I mean, people want to be directed. It's so great to hear when someone says, you know what, I know who you need to call. I know this person well. Well, we're going to take a quick break and come back. Thank you so much, Stuart and Larry, for being on Aging Info Radio. And don't go away. We'll be right back.
Our pleasure. Sue. Thank you very much.
Are you a baby boomer, senior, financial, real estate, or legal professional looking for information on a reverse mortgage? I'm Larry Hanover, and my team at My Senior Neighborhood in Schaumburg specializes in providing reverse mortgages through our senior option programs. We give expert advice and education addressing all aspects of a reverse mortgage and how it can help provide financial security now and in the future. Call My Senior Neighborhood at 847-466-1800 or visit MySeniorNeighborhood.com.
Are you worried about your parents falling in their own home? Are your parents moving in with you? Whether in your home or theirs, Generation Renovation specializes in evaluating, designing, and renovating living spaces to accommodate your tastes and the changing needs of an elderly or handicapped person. From simply adding a walk-in shower and safety bars to making an entire home wheelchair accessible, Generation Renovation is the only call you have to make. For your free in-home evaluation, call 224-795-8310 or visit GenerationRenovation.com.
Do you know a senior who is in crisis? Are you worried about their safety or quality of life? You now have someone to call, ElderWorks. ElderWorks free service helps seniors and their families find senior housing, home care, and support services throughout Illinois. ElderWorks helps you figure out all the options based on your loved one's needs. They understand your situation and can help. Call 847-462-0885 or visit ElderWorks.com. That's works with an E.
As my mother's caregiver, I was sure I could handle all of her needs. I soon realized, with balancing my own life and career, I couldn't do it alone. Then I found Suburban Home Care. After my first phone call, I knew I had made the right decision. Because I care, I chose Suburban Home Care.
For more information, call Suburban Home Care at 630-964-9000. That's 630-964-9000. Or visit them on the web at suburbanhomecare.com.
Sue says, never stop learning. It brings life to your life. And now, back to Aging Info Radio.
And wrapping up today's show, I do believe Larry and Stuart have debunked the misconceptions and myths about reverse mortgages. And if you want to see if you qualify or if you have additional questions and concerns, contact them at My Senior Neighborhood. Their number is 847-466-1800. I source highly qualified experts, and Larry and Stuart are two of the most well-informed reverse mortgage experts that have ever crossed my path. And once you know them, you know that you will be well informed and well taken care of. And once again, their number is 847-466-1800. And they spoke a little bit about needing an elder law attorney. And if you do law, elder law, they are known as the teddy bear attorneys. And like a teddy bear, they provide comfort, reassurance, and companionship in tough life circumstances. And you can call Law Elder Law at 630-585-5200 or go to lawelderlaw.com. And make sure if you are considering going to an elder law attorney for your needs that they are fully qualified as an elder law attorney, because this will make a big difference. And or just call Law Elder Law at 630-585-5200. And if you're concerned, like so many, about outliving your retirement, you can go to a How to Not Outlive Your Retirement workshop with John O'Connor. And in June, they are in Frankfurt and Palos Park. He includes a great lunch. And this month, they're at two really great restaurants. You can check out the dates at aginginforadio.com. We have an events page, or call them at 847-274-2681 for your reservation, or go to their website at O'ConnorAndAssociates.biz. My sweet Daisy May is not here with me today, but my paws pooch of the week is Herman, who is a one-year-old male Schnauzer Terrier, and he is waiting, of course, with his paws crossed for you to call paws at 773-935-7296, or that's 773-935-PAWS. And you better hurry up, because this cute fellow won't be around long, because today is the 36 Hours to Save Lives at PAW Chicago Spring Adoption. And this is going to go on until 11 p.m. tonight. And the event is being held at the PAW Chicago Adoption Center at 1997 North Clybourne Avenue in Chicago Lincoln Park. Go adopt a dog and live healthier and longer. And make sure you check out our aginginforadio.com website. We have awesome shows and guests that are scheduled through July. We podcast all of our past shows shortly after we air with a blog, pictures of our guests. So you're going to see Stuart and Larry very soon. And remember to call them for your reverse mortgage needs. And I just want to thank them again today for being on Aging Info Radio. And their number is 847-466-1800. And I want to thank my listeners, my sponsors, Debbie, my awesome technical programmer, and AM560 WIND. And I am Susa Wacky, your host, and we'll be back next Saturday. And this is my message to you. On an American goodbye note, I believe it is all of our responsibility to take care of our seniors, many of whom are the foundation of our country, and may their strength and dedication be passed on for generations to come.
Next to you, and they met her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Suburban Home Care has been proud to bring you Aging Info Radio. For boomers and seniors aging but not growing old. Be sure to catch them again next Saturday as they continue conversations that will keep us all moving forward on our aging journey. Right here on AM 560 WIND.